Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. It's training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
Well, day four of Patriots training camp here in Foxborough was a little bit of a washout, at least towards the end. Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart back again with you. And the skies were threatening for most of the morning, guys. But they held off. We thought we were going to get through yet another practice unscathed, but then with about 5 or so minutes left in practice, the skies just opened up. The rain came down. The team actually got chased off the field by it because it looked like it was going to be severe weather. And luckily it happened very near the end, so the team got to do most of what they wanted to do today. Full pads yet again. A lot more emphasis again on the running game. But that said, before we jump into all our observations, as usual, we want to get you caught up on some of the housekeeping duties here. The Patriots did make a couple of transactions. As we've talked about the last couple of days, Greg Orton, the wide receiver who was re-signed, Andy, just a few days ago, got hurt.
No one can hear when you shake your head back and forth.
Yeah. He was injured a couple of days ago in practice. He's been released because of the injury, and that's unfortunate for him. Getting back here so quickly, but the team had another roster spot available, as we mentioned yesterday, because of the release of tight end Nate Byam. So they signed a couple of young receivers today in Brian Timms and Cole Stanford. Actually, Timms is a second-year guy. Stanford is a rookie. But now the squad is back up to 90, and both of those two receivers got in some action today. Got their feet wet, literally and figuratively, out on the practice fields today. No other big surprises as far as the attendance was concerned. Nobody came back who had been missing. And for the second straight day, Tommy Kelly took part here and there with his pads on. Did you see anything more out of him, guys, than we saw yesterday? I didn't really think he did anything more significantly than he had yesterday.
No, he's not in full pants yet like the rest of everybody, so I'm only to assume this is his two-day window sort of acclimation or whatever you want to call it, and he's working his way back. Drills, he does a pre-practice warm-up on his own with his headphones on where he gets loose, and then he's kind of just standing around for the bulk of team and all those different various things. Speaking of standing around, I thought Tom Brady stood around quite a bit today. I thought it was a low rep day for number 12. You know, even team drills, probably veteran maintenance day. Nah, I wouldn't think there's anything to read into it by any means other than he doesn't need the reps as much. Give him a little rest, and it gives Mallett and Garoppolo extra reps. So he basically took one or two reps to start most drills, and then it was split between the other two. I do want to make one, Paul, note on the quarterback situation.
Okay.
Pre-practice work, where they break up into the more veteran guys on one field and younger guys on another. Early in camp, we had seen Ryan Mallett and Garoppolo on the younger field. Today, Ryan Mallett stayed with the group that included Tom Brady and sort of the older guys, and Garoppolo's on the younger field. I don't know what that means. I'm just letting you know what happened.
Yeah, and I would say that I thought Mallett took advantage of the opportunities today. He had some extra reps. I thought both quarterbacks. I thought Mallett and Garoppolo looked better, but Mallett in particular, I thought, had a pretty sharp practice. I thought he threw the ball well. Made a few throws. He was really enthusiastic today. I don't know if you guys caught some of his. There was an open field tackling drill that involved him throwing a short little dump off to a receiver. The defensive player would do an up down and get up and have to, and they were tackling to the ground. And Justin Jones, I don't know why I can't remember his name. Justin Jones caught a short little dump off from Mallett and just trucked a guy, ran right over him. I don't remember who the defender was. Mallett went crazy, like it was the best play, that he had ever seen. He was going wild. A couple of his long completions, he was celebrating down in the goal line. They scored touchdowns. He was celebrating with Tom Brady.
A little hip bump.
Good day for Mallett today, I thought.
And Garoppolo could not have been as bad as he was yesterday. It just wouldn't have been physically possible.
He struggled the last 2 days, but I thought today he threw the ball a little bit with more decisiveness and definitely more accuracy.
Sure. That
was easy to see.
And I thought for the first time since camp opened, Brandon Browner made a little bit of a presence.
Certainly on Roy Finch, right? No, James White.
James White,
yeah.
You know, one of those little backs that he is much bigger than.
Good and bad presence today for Brandon Browner.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
A good presence, but he also got burned at the line of scrimmage a few times.
Going to be his challenges.
By
small receivers. You know, Boyce beat him for a deep one down the side. We've seen Edelman beat him yesterday, today. That's going to be the challenge he faces. Those little, and he talked a little bit about it yesterday. Those smaller, quicker guys that can move laterally, and he can't get his hands on them quite as well. That's going to be an issue. But he did emphasize that he is going to get his hands on receivers. He is not altering his playing style. Mm-hmm. That was a topic yesterday with the emphasis on illegal contact and also an emphasis on the flip side in offensive pass interference. But he said he's not changing the way he plays, and he was even asked to follow up. So you're going to wait to see how they call it before you I'm not changing the way I play, basically, was what he stuck with. See how far that goes if Bill says, change the way you play.
So you're saying expect some illegal contact and defensive holding.
No question. Early, not only in preseason, but when he hits the field. You remember.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll be past the grace period, by the time he comes
back. Maybe, but otherwise.
You know how those things always work out? The points that they have a slew of those calls early in the season, mm-hmm. and sort of
and then it tails
reverts
off a
to the
bit.
Mean as the season
Or you go the
goes
other
on.
Way, yeah. and the people that have been playing for a month have
they
learned how to play,
it.
And he's like, wait, whoa, last time I played, that was okay.
You really are negative.
I don't think that's negative. The running game, more James Devlin. Jimmy Devlin continuing to bang heads with people. And I really enjoy watching him practice. I don't know if it means a hill of beans. And, Nick Caserio talked about him today, the versatility and how smart, hardworking he's been in his time here.
I like the way he finished that quote that you're alluding to, Andy. Done a lot of good things since he's been here, and he's earned the opportunities that he's getting now.
Watching him bang heads. We talked about it yesterday, the first day of pads. Maybe a little disappointing in sort of how it elevated. I thought it was a little better today. A lot of run game today.
Oh, sure. Yep.
Interior half-line running drills. And Devlin, when he's out there, he's kind of like Brandon Spikes. He's looking to blow somebody up, as fullbacks generally do. And he's fun to watch.
Yeah, and speaking of that, because in the spring we saw him at tight end quite a bit, working out with tight ends. So far in camp, sort of maybe
mostly fullback. It's hard to tell because you have a lot of those second tight end, wing tight end duties that, is he a fullback who's on the wing? Is he a tight end? Hard to tell. I will say when practice ended, he and all the tight ends did gassers together. And at some point they did gassers together. And I just thought that was interesting.
They come out together usually.
He is the
too.
Only fullback. So he kind of.
He needs somebody to
Latch onto as his position.
But a lot of times fullbacks hang with the running backs.
Right. Yeah, no. He hangs much more with the tight ends in that group. Also, I thought in terms of the offensive line in the running game, a lot of mixing, matching.
Just going to Klein all over
the place. Maybe the most that we've seen so far.
Klein saw time not only at tackle.
Klein time.
But also at either.
Left guard.
But also at either extra tight end or unbalanced.
He
was outside of the tackle. So Josh Klein, Fred Kirsch has dubbed him the super sub. At the very least, he looks like he's going to be that. And then the next question is, does he ascend past that and get a starting job somewhere?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say Josh Klein has a job with this team. Where it is exactly and, what level, but I think he does have one. And you're right, the mixing and it was hard to keep track of which unit was actually
That's why I stopped trying.
The first or the second or the in the rotation because they were mixing it up so much today. Brian Stork was getting a lot of reps, snapping to Tom Brady. But you can't read much into that because like the rest of the people
it was a mixed match day.
Lining up next to him were some of the guys who you normally see starting, some who don't. Some
a lot
rookies,
of left tackle for Sebastian Vollmer, who perceived to be your starting right tackle, one of the guys that sort of locked in.
Right. Yeah. Again, I noticed this in the pass rush drill down at the far end of the field with just the O and the D lines. He's going against lesser, quote-unquote, competition, but Jake Beckett continues to have good practices in that regard when he gets those matchups. So he's doing at least what he can. Whoever they put in front of him, he's getting the better of them most of the time, and he needs that. The problem is he's not really showing up as much when they go into the team 11-on-11 period.
It's going to be big for him.
It's really going to be tough.
When he gets to Washington and there's other teams, then get into the game. And if you're out there potentially with the twos and the threes, he needs to show up or his time in New England's probably going to start to fade.
We talked the last couple of days about special teams a little bit and the roles that Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola have been playing. Today they worked on punt return as the main focus of special teams, and no surprise, Edelman got the first chances at returning. Amendola got the second. And that little guy, Roy Finch, continues to
take advantage
of some opportunities. I mean, he's not getting a ton of reps, but he's in there. He's in the mix at all of these return positions. And I like what I see from him. I mean, it's only been 4 days, but I'm enthused about what
he's got. Some highs and lows. I think he's shown some quickness. He goes down really easy, which he's one of the linebackers learned today, when I think he just intended to give him a pop at the end of a pass play, and it ended up with Roy Finch going down pretty hard. He bobbled one of the punts. Ups and downs. He's an intriguing guy because of his size and his skill set.
He's got that Lee Corso thing when he moves the pencil around, really, for the lateral quickness.
Yes. And, it was funny. Nick Caserio talked about those people that are undersized and how they overcome that. And he actually made the kind of a strange comparison to pop into his head with Tyrone Poole, 5'8 cornerback who, yes, he was undersized, but he had, he was smooth in his hip turn, got down the field, could play the ball, all things that helped him make up for, some inefficiencies in terms of his build.
All right, I was just going to say,
continuing on our theme of the highest paid special teams player in the history of football, Revis, one of the vice guys on the second group on that punt return work. So yesterday we saw him with the second group on the kickoff coverage team. Today he is teaming with Devin McCourty as one of the vice guys.
Browner was on the other side.
And Browner on the other side is right.
So down goes your starting secondary.
Yeah, guys, I'm not enthused about that development, seeing him playing a lot of special teams roles early on.
The more you can do.
He does enough around here.
He also had a nice little tete-a-tete with Julian Edelman in one where Edelman was blocking him, and Revis grabbed him and threw him down, and they looked like a little spark of animosity. Those things start to creep in.
They've been going against each other quite a bit so far in this.
That's what happens when you're. He's got a little bit of that undersized guy trying to prove himself, and he knows what better way to prove yourself than against Darrell Revis on the practice field.
Absolutely.
You're Darrell Revis. I'm Julian Edelman, 100 catch receiver in this league.
The only other little skirmish that kind of broke out was in that drill that Paul was referencing before.
Yeah.
Michael Holm and Awanui took the pass, and the rookie Taylor McCullough, a little aggressive, rode him out of bounds and kept him stood up, but then tackled him, tripped him over,
caught up with the equipment on the sideline.
Hooman didn't take too well to that, got up and immediately charged after him.
It wasn't just like one pop. He wanted a piece of him, and then
he did. But it kind of cooled
sort
off.
Sort of broke him up.
But and then it cooled off quickly, as I mentioned earlier, with when the rains came down. But we're going to cool off now because we've got a lot of work to do on the issue, Patriots Football Weekly, that's going to be coming out very soon. Tomorrow's an off day for the team. That's Monday, so if you were planning on coming down to Gillette, sorry, you're not going to see any football action, but they'll be back in action on Tuesday. And if you can't get down here to see it, Paul, Andy, and I will be here to recap it for you. So until then, enjoy what's remaining of your weekend, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.